You knew you were desperate when you were ready to stop holding protests and calling politicians and instead adopt a honeypot scheme. Desperate I might have been, but I wasn't going to let it be the end of me. I knew I could pull this off if I was careful and smart enough. I'd used sex appeal plenty of times before when persuading people to my side of the cause, whatever it might be, and it had worked like a charm. It was amazing how quickly men fell all over themselves when they saw me in a low-cut top, staring at my breasts as I breathily asked them to, "Please, please consider supporting." My ability to seduce someone to sign whatever petition I wanted or pledge votes or money, that was one thing. But would it be able to stand the test of time to fully seduce someone into persuading them to dismantle their entire company? I was going to find out. Lawton Industries had been utterly destroying the natural forests in the area. They tried to claim they brought jobs, but that was a big fat lie. They did nothing but strip the land and destroy local businesses, only to redevelop the land out of pure greed. My work was with a grassroots organization that helped local businesses thrive in harmony with the environment. But the Lawton Company liked to think we were still back in the days when coal companies owned entire towns and there was no such thing as a union. Now, with old man Lawton out of the way and some greenhorn nephew taking his place, I had my chance to finally make a difference. I'd thrown together a fake backstory and identity using some contacts I had. Nothing crazy, but when you worked in environmentalism helping people go up against massive companies, you tended to make friends with some people on the other side of the law. I was now poised to infiltrate a welcoming party for the nephew inheriting everything his uncle had left behind, Jack Lawton. Young and absurdly rich, I knew that a lot of women would be making a play for him, but I would stand out. I'd find a way to make him like me best, and then I'd influence him to mismanage his own company into destruction. The man was a professor of philosophy, for crying out loud, at some obscure university that nobody had ever heard about. There was no way he knew anything about business. He'd listen to me while staring at my tits, just like every other man, and I'd have him eating out of the palm of my hand. Unconventional warfare? Yes. But as they said, all's fair. I dressed in my absolute best, then hurried to the party. It was being held at the mansion of one of the shareholders in the company, and they would be checking names at the door. Luckily, I'd gotten in touch with a friend who worked for a public relations company, and they'd added me to the list as one of the fillers. Fillers were people, usually attractive women, who were paid to go to parties and fill them up. You usually saw them at Silicon Valley parties or other places that were going to have a lot of men, but not many women. You'd be paid for your time, and there would be more of a male-female balance amongst the guests. There weren't a ton of fillers purchased for this party. There was no need for models or social media influencers here, but a few pretty women to spice up the party were always welcome, and so I'd been scooted onto the list. The mansion was just that, a mansion. I felt like I couldn't even afford to breathe in this kind of wealthy neighborhood. The driveway was wide and sweeping, big enough for three cars to park side by side, and the gardens that surrounded it, mostly lawn but with some rose beds and a fountain, were bigger than most houses I'd seen. Light poured out of every one of the large glass windows, three stories high, with a sweeping front set of steps and double set of front doors through which a curling staircase and marble floor making up a foyer could be seen. This was definitely way above my environmentalist pay grade, and I'd have to act like I actually belonged in this world. Christ! I made my way up the driveway in my heels. I'd had my rideshare drop me off down the street so that I wouldn't look suspicious. Everyone else had either brought their own car or had a driver with a personal vehicle they used regularly. When I arrived at the front steps, a man in a suit holding an iPad checked my name at the door, then let me in. Time to find this illustrious Jack Lawton. Not a simple task when the man had no social media presence whatsoever and no photos of himself online to easily identify him. Through the foyer, you could enter into a large room with furniture to make it a living room, but the other room beyond it also looked like a living room. Rich people and their need for excess, I thought, rolling my eyes.